Mike, that almost went almost perfect for you tonight, didn't it?
I got a bit worried when we scored the second goal and then they went down the other end and scored. But it's the first time we've scored four goals. The wins come at the right time in as much as the heads were starting to drop with the defeats we were having against the top sides. And I think it was a great pick-up tonight, you know, getting the result and scoring four goals.
What I thought was really good to see was we come out from the off really going for it with real intent, which put them under a lot of pressure and chasing the ball away.
Well, I said to him before the game that this is a must-win game. If we're going to do anything and try and catch the teams above us, we've got to win it. And, you know, 1-0 up at half-time, I said, look, lads, I said, there's another 45 to go. You've done nothing yet. And to be fair, when we got the second goal, I thought, well, that'd give us a bit of breathing space, but it didn't last too long.
But were you pleased with getting the third? Because that's probably what you haven't done in some of the games where you've had leads that have slipped away at times.
Well, I think if you count the chances that we made tonight, we put four of them away. We haven't done that in other games, unfortunately. And it was nice to have the option we could go down either wing with, you know, Bano and Freeman. And I thought Tom and Taniola linked up quite well together at times.
Not everything went your way, as in Needham also won as well, but it's about keeping yourself in touch and seeing.
Yeah,
it
doesn't surprise me. We've still got the two games in hand, so it just means we've got to win both of them.
And also, it's going to be tricky now playing Kingstodium and Dulwich as well. Two teams that also need points for other reasons, and you've got to try and sort of get points out of them games as well.
Well, we've scored four tonight. We haven't done that for a while, so who knows? We might have a few left in us.
And with a confidence, that must give you a good boost going into Saturday as well.
I think so. You know, Kingstonian and Dulwich, you know, we could do with a win if we could out of them, or certainly pick something up from the two games. But, you know, we're looking at Met Police to try and win that one, and then we've got Bognor and Farnborough. You know, it could all go down to Farnborough, last game of the season, but we'll see what happens.
And you must have been really pleased with Tanola's performance tonight as well. Scored.
Yeah,
three
I thought, you know, to be fair, Chris said to me about the lad. He said he's raw, he's a big lad, which I was looking for. I've done a little bit of work with him on Thursday night of training last week about, you know, setups from the back to the front, him getting hold of it and getting it wide and then getting himself in the box. So he scored two for us so far, and then, you know, it was great for him to get the hat-trick tonight.